What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm Ant.
And I'm Jacob. I'm not out of breath this episode. What's going on, bro?
You didn't need to go to the microwave real quick to grab your burrito or anything? Or
First of all, it's a Hot Pocket. Second of all, mind your business.
You never have one of those gut busters that you get from the gas station?
Oh, absolutely, man. Those things are not good, man.
At what age is it not okay to continue to eat something like that?
Any age, but, you know, I still find myself getting them occasionally. I'll go into a QT and I'll just see, like, the little, you know, like the little burritos or the little, like, you know, all the stuff on the little hot dog roller. And I'm like, man, that's, you know, as bad as it is, why not?
Yeah. Is there a food that's off limits for you at a gas station, though, that you will never mess with?
Sushi.
Okay, good call.
Gas station sushi is probably the most suspect thing ever. Not that I eat sushi to begin with, because we don't eat raw fish. Our food needs to be cooked. A lot of people disagree, but whatever. But gas station sushi, no way.
Wait a minute. When you guys do your little, like, chicken boil thing, those aren't raw chicken?
Well, you cook it. It cooks in a pot for several hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not eating raw chicken.
I had a different you know, picture.
What do you think? Like, we're standing there beside the pot, we cut the head of the chicken off, and then we just stick it in the bowl real quick? No. You know how crazy you sound saying that?
I just say, hey, man, I just know when you're pounding sand, like, crazy things are happening, you know?
First of all, pause. Secondly, that's all hogwash, but anywho.
Hey, so there is this place in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's called Sally's Kitchen, and it is the best Chinese food that, I mean, top notch, way up there. It is inside of a gas station, though.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter any time of day. Like, they open at 10 a.m., and they close at like 1 in the morning. They have a line nonstop. They got delivery drivers in and out of that gas station nonstop. They have like two booths to sit at. And nice. It's inside of it. Like, you got to walk down aisle 3 to get into the restaurant. but that food is top notch.
I was going to say, man, those are like the dingiest, like the biggest hole in the walls. Those are the best places. I was traveling with my dad one year, and we were traveling to South Georgia. We were looking for a place to stop, and we came across this sign, and it was basically a house converted to a restaurant. But okay. We walk in, it's all like run down, everything looks horrible, but it's all like soul food, and like it was pretty much, you filled a plate up and you paid for the plate, and it was some of the best food. I don't know what the name of the place is called. I don't remember. But, you know, it's in the middle of the night, middle of nowhere. And, you know, so places like that, A+ for me. Gas station. if the thing says Sitco sushi on it, I'm out.
Yeah. I feel like you just introduced like Porky's Five. Like, isn't that the start of Porky's Five, that they go down in the middle of nowhere late at night to some house turned into a restaurant?
Probably.
You're too young for Porky's, aren't you?
Yeah. And all of my amazing youth.
There was a look on your face where you were like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure, but I'll ride.
All right, man. Well, let's be going into the show. This is our season finale, season one finale. And yeah. You've cooked up some crazy big plan. It's like there's a stage and there's pyrotechnics and food trucks. And oh, wait, that's next week. But you that's got something week. Cool planned also.
Yeah, man. So, you know, first of all, I think we, you know, this show isn't as amazing as it could be without the guests that we have, right? You do a phenomenal job with the content. And with keeping the show rolling and keeping everything on pace and you know, sitting in the driver's seat and keeping us moving, and the flag world no matter if they want to admit it or not, is so grateful for you and for everything that you do. So I went to each guest and I said, hey, do me a favor, throw together something, just give us a quick shout out for Clocks Running. And you see, I grew an extra arm right there for a pencil. you know, we had everybody come together real quick, throw us together a little video, and we're gonna bring everybody through. I think it's gonna be pretty cool to check out.
All right, cool. Well, let's get right into this. I appreciate you saying all that. I gotta throw it right back at you, Jacob. Though I can't do this without you. So I want to let you know that your support means the world to me, and it's been, whether we were on a road trip or whether we were in the back of a car or a hotel room.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying we've been in a lot of locations where we recorded. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if we think about it, we've been in a lot of different states recording.
We have.
So, you know, that's before we get too ahead of ourselves. That's something I'm really excited about for next week, is the hope that we can record an episode together in person. Like, that would be awesome. Crazy.
It's beyond, it's past due. It really is.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, cool. Go ahead.
Before we do start this, I want to show this off real quick. I want everybody to check out the new merch, the hoodies that we've got, Clocks Running Apparel. They're put on by our guy, Unc Apparel. We couldn't have done it without him. It's an amazing deal. Ant and the gang's going to have them in Tampa next week. Check them out if you guys like them. We're going to put together an order after Tampa and try to get everybody rocking and rolling. So if you like them, they're super comfortable. They fit great. We'll get you hooked up.
There we go. Yeah, I love that. And seriously, for him to help us out with that, I mean, he's the best in the business.
He is, no doubt about it.
All right, cool. Well, let's get into this first one and see how it goes.
Hey, hon, is dinner ready?
Almost. Mom, do I dance tonight?
7 o'clock.
Hey, hon, did you feed the dog?
Of course I did. She's such a good girl.
Mom, do you know where my phone is?
Yep, it's charging in the other room.
Mom.
Hey, mom.
Clock's running. Got any questions?
Oh, man, check out Jen asking, got any questions? Dropping some dimes on us. Jen's from Boston, if you guys remember the episode when we were doing the road trip. She's a fantastic official. She's a D2. College tackle official, in addition to doing flag. She's great to have around, and we're really grateful to get her on the show and really kind of pick her brain about, you know, what was going on in the Boston area.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, in that episode, I learned so much about geography more than anything.
You did. You learned a lot about geography, and we learned that apparently I can piss off an entire group of people by talking about Clint Chowda. Chowda. There's an H at the end.
There's a W in there. There's an H. There's a lot going on. No, that was a fun episode. And I worked a little bit with Jen a couple years ago, but I haven't had much interaction with the other guys, but we'll get to them later, right?
Right. Let's keep on rocking and rolling.
With countless memories made, with bonds that'll last a lifetime, a huge shout out goes to this podcast, and I cannot wait to see what the future holds. I love all y'all. And never forget, clock's running.
I didn't need to get that close to Jordan's face ever. I say that, and I've got his face on my shirt here. Hey, if you guys don't know Jordan Calicut, he's one of the best dudes all around. He's a great official. He's an even better person. I know I say that a lot, but I probably mean it more about him than just about anybody else. He give you the shirt on the back, off of his back, with a smile on his face, and he's done it countless times figuratively. I wouldn't be where I'm at today without him. I can't say enough nice things about the guy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll go ahead and say it. He's my favorite guest. I love when he comes up. I don't care who is upset by that, but he is so much fun when he comes on the show, for sure. And he's the logo, you know?
I mean, he is the logo. You know, it was, you know, shout out to Nat for picking that picture of him up in Miami that day this year. But it just showed the truest form of what officiating is supposed to look like. You know, having fun, having a good time, being free enough to be able to feel like you can do that, because there's certain places you can't. So that's, you know, shout out to them for just picking that up.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember the first time that me and Jordan had like a really good interaction together, where I think we had worked a little bit together. And then that night, it was like a Saturday night. We went to some restaurant or whatever. And before we went in, he was like, "Hey man, can I talk to you a little bit?" And me and him in the parking lot had this heart to heart conversation. And from that point on, like, we connected, and it's been a, you know, beautiful friendship since then, for sure. So
yeah, he's one, once you're in the family with him, man, you're locked in for life.
For sure. All right, cool. You ready for the next one?
Let's hit it.
Wow, it's been a year, almost a year. Jeez, I remember when we just kind of were just thinking about this as an idea. Shout outs to Ant and Jacob for making this happen, for, you know, putting this together, for actually getting us scheduled and putting us on task with respect to the topics and such. But also shout out to the people that are listening, the people that are actually making it fun for us to have conversations about what we're doing, what they're seeing, you know, some of the topics ranging from regional tournaments that we're doing to rules, validations, to just great topics as it relates to the game of flag. And, you know, hopefully you've enjoyed the content, and, you know, for 2025, we're going to get more. So see you on the field. Hopefully I'll get to see a bunch of you in Tampa. Thanks. Have a great 2025.
There you go. Lance with a long-winded statement.
Yeah, right.
But, man, I can't say enough good things about Lance. I know I've talked about the history with him, whether it was when I was playing and, you know, just interactions with him as an official. But more than anything, he absolutely, he was always patient with me. He took me under his wing, and he turned me from an official that was wearing Foot Locker stripes and a bucket hat to understanding what, you know, what it really, why it's important, why you should dress up professionally, what, you know, why you got to read the rules, everything like that. And that all started from a tournament we did in Arizona, but I've done tournaments with him all over California. You know, me and him met up at Oregon State together for a tournament. And then of course, like, all over the country, but, he has always had my back, and I can't say enough about it. Sure.
Man, he's such a good dude. He's one of the, probably the few people I could say, when they say they're going to do something, they do it, and they stick true to their word. I always appreciate Lance. I appreciate everything Lance does. He's one of the hardest working guys I know, and he truly cares and is passionate about what he does too.
For sure. All right, moving on.
Your big shout out to Clocks Running Podcast, Jacob Black, Jacob Bean Black, and the liberal Ant. Just checking in. We appreciate everything y'all doing podcast wise. You know what I'm saying? The referee videos, the cream cheese talk, to talk about who's the GOATs, not GOATs, start, sit, bench, cut. Talk about who's the better director out of me and Patrick Alley. He's my boss. I'm going to choose him. So I'm his boss. But, man, listen, we love y'all. Thank y'all for everything y'all are doing. Let's have an amazing 2025.
Oh man. Freaking Coop. And, you know, him and I, we got acquainted back in 2021, really didn't know each other super well. And then, you know, in 2022, we were both put in a little bit of a pickle. I won't go into details. But he, you know, he's one, he sticks, you know, sticks by what he says. He's another one who's super passionate about everything he does. He's always had my back. He's become one of my best friends these last couple of years. I couldn't, I think the world of the guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's family right there, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, he's somebody I look forward to seeing at every tournament. The tournaments I haven't been able to go to recently, I mean, you know, it's hearing him doing it live and everything. I'm like, oh, man, I wish I was there right now. Like, it's always fun. It's fun as an official knowing he's on the field, recording on TV, and having him just you know, kind of add to the entertainment for that game. But yeah, I mean, I got again, can't say enough good stuff. But that's family for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Shout out to Clocks Running. 2024 was a great year. You guys really brought a lot of light to the game, and especially the rules and understanding the rules. So the whole flag community should definitely appreciate that. Let's also look forward to the 2025 season. It's going to be a great one. Once again, shout out to Clocks Running.
Is that a swimming pool behind him? Nah, Craig's one of the true OGs, man. He's been one of my mentors. You know, when I got started as a director and got into like as on the traveling circuit, he vouched for me. Him and Mike Holmes, they both vouched for me. He's had my back for the last, you know, several years. Always really appreciated him. He's always been somebody good to kind of pick their brain and, you know, see stuff from a different angle. So he's another one that's just, you know, I always appreciate having around and being in a circle with him.
Yeah, and that was a fun episode that we had, kind of previewing East Coast Nationals with him and Krista, and you know, having conversations about triple threats and poppers and you know, big ball, small ball, all of that. I think we had some good debates in there, and you know, unfortunately, Mike, his episode wasn't very good because of the sound.
But the content was good with Mike's episode. The quality of the technology was the issue.
Yeah, but Craig and Mike both. I mean, I just feel like they've been around the game so long, and they have so much to offer everybody. Yep. And they just there's a different DMV perspective that they provide, and I absolutely appreciate that for sure.
Absolutely.
Shout out to y'all, Clocks Running Podcast, man. Appreciate y'all having me on. Cheers to 2024, and looking forward to another 2025 year of great videos and interviews, especially if you have me on.
I'm pretty sure I woke him up when I said, hey, make this video for me real quick. Man, let me tell you guys about my guy, Chun. Probably one of the goofiest dudes. You know, he comes up with stuff. I don't even know where he gets it from sometimes, but he's absolutely hilarious. He's been around the game a long time, has a ton of knowledge that he's willing to give and share. He's another great guy. Just, you know, I can't say enough good things about him. He's been somebody I can talk to and speak freely to. I don't have to agree with, but somebody I can, you know, I can get in a disagreement with him in a discussion, and we can figure out a solution. So I always appreciate
it. Yeah, and I don't know if that was like an introduction to a Boys to Men song or what the actual was. Yeah, I mean, you know, me and Sean have had some good conversations. You know, I think East Coast Nationals, there were, you know, a few golf cart conversations, especially after the penalty flag that I threw for the flop. I know you and Sean had a little wager on that one. And then the thing I just have to say about Sean, as soon as you bring him up, I think about Vegas. When there was a fight breaking out, and I'm like, I look at Sean and I'm like, Sean, you got to go handle that. And I guess my definition of handling it and his look a little different because he definitely, I don't know, did he push you into the pile? Like, have we figured out what happened there?
I don't want to say he pushed me in, but I don't want to say he didn't push me in. I just know I ended up on my hands and knees in the middle of a melee, and I shit him where I was. Hey, I said what I said.
Oh, man. All right, let's keep going.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Clocks Running for 2020 postseason. Hey, y'all did y'all thing. We did our thing together as officials. Now I'm locked in, ready to go ahead and get this World Tour over before down here in Tampa in January. Hey, contact player, just know, Pettiness is always on deck. If you throw a dog on incomplete pass and that receiver ain't nowhere, the attention on the ground gonna happen. Pet a pet out. One.
There we go. Yeah, Petty Pat. I mean, we've had him on to talk about contact and to debate with you. He speaks his mind. He has no problem saying exactly what he's thinking. And, you know, me and him, we've had so many conversations, whether it's in person, online, or on the field. And, you know, he offers a lot to the game. I think he has been somebody that is a huge advocate of women's flag football. And I for one, appreciate his support in the game of flag football, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. He's somebody who's stuck by me, you know, through thick and thin, been there for the good times and bad. You know, he's one of the inaugural guests for this show. You know, we've had a ton of fun on this podcast with him. I've had a ton of fun working with him, you know, throughout the years. Last couple of years, he's been somebody I can really lean on and be there for. So I really appreciate Pat and everything he does.
Sure. Hey, Clocks Running. Appreciate you having me on your podcast. Appreciate everything you're doing for the flag football community, especially with all the posts that you're putting and also the podcast that you do about all the rules and certain situations when it comes to referee calling, to realize that sometimes it's not as easy as it seems and it's very difficult to be a ref and to deal with all the head cases that we have to deal with when we're on the field all the time. Keep up what you're doing throughout the day. Enjoy all the podcasts, especially the ones that you say, the Stardom, the Cut'em, and the Bench'em. Those are always good controversy and good talks because it's always fun. Flag football is growing, becoming bigger and bigger each and every time, and I appreciate everything you've done. Thanks again.
George is one of the funnest guys to be around. He's one of the truest people. He'll tell you exactly what he thinks, but he'll do it in a nice way. You know, he's somebody with the truest definition of it. He'll tell you to go to hell and you'll do it with a smile on your face. His tact is A1. But now I really enjoy George. He's a plethora of knowledge. He knows, he's been around the game so long, and he's doing big things, you know, with the U.S. national team, everything he's doing, you know, it's so cool to see. And it's so cool to be a part, like, not necessarily be a part of, but be able to, like, listen and hear out and get, you know, the insight of what he thinks and stuff on certain things. It's such a cool little sidebar to have with him.
Yeah, no, that was a fun episode that we had with him and Pat. It sent me down a rabbit hole of trying to find footage of him back, you know, playing against Brett Favre and all those those guys. Right. So, you know, it's that was definitely, I learned a lot just about flag football history and it's always fun to see him rolling around the golf cart. I gotta say, the players from Miami, they immediately want to go to his golf cart when something's going on the field. So.
Absolutely.
They look for him but he's always, you know, he's unbiased and let's figure it out. He wants to, you know, get to the bottom of things and he always handles it professionally. But hey, all I gotta say is, you know, his game against the NFL, that should have been proof enough. It's gotta be.
you would think he's and to this day, man, he's still an absolute problem on the field. To this day, yeah. He still will dice people up and you know, laugh about it. So
He's not playing in the over 45 game or the.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
That would be cool to see.
It would be cool to see.
Yeah. All right. Let's.
Congratulations, Clocks Running Podcast. congratulations on completing your inaugural year. What a great podcast. It is very knowledge-based. It helps people understand the rules. It shows that there's different formats of flag football. You guys are humorous. It's great. Congratulations. Continue doing what you're doing. Continue inviting referees, players, athletes, whomever from all over the world to talk about this great sport. But of course, make sure you always invite people from Canada because we are the best. Anyway, again, I just wanted to say thank you and congratulations, guys. Great job. Continue doing what you're doing.
You want to talk about someone that is, was able to insult me with a smile on her face and I couldn't even be mad about.
Avery's the best.
That was a lot of fun with her. I think she opened up the floodgates as far as us having even a little bit of understanding of what's going on in Canada.
Absolutely.
And it's always good to have international officials on because, you know, me being an international fan of flag football, I have people that are in my corner with me. So that was cool to see too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get the rare one who agrees with you. Half the time, the international officials agree with me. Now, I love Avery. You know, she was somebody who, and I won't tell her whole story, but she was somebody who was contemplating whether she was going to continue officiating or not. She came to Vegas with us this past year. First time working with me. And by the end of the trip, she's asking me when the next tournament was. So I really appreciate having her. She's a fantastic official. She's an even more fun person to be around. Just ask Lance. And, I think the world of Avery.
Hey, and you know, I just want to stop for a moment and say to you, Jacob, that she is not the only one that has a story like that. And that kudos to you for what you're doing and what you've built up. And I know you don't want to accept the compliment, but I'm going to give it to you because you have created this amazing base of strong officials, the best in the country, best in the world, that travel anywhere there's a tournament that you're going to be at. So I got to give you your flowers in this moment because you want to say that she, you know, that's a one-off. It's not. There are a lot of officials that have been close to giving up officiating flag football, and then they get one tournament with you and they're hooked.
Man, I appreciate it. I don't know about all that, but I definitely appreciate it. I appreciate hearing it.
For sure.
Yeah. Big shout out from the greatest flag football coach ever, aka top 5 flag football ref, dead or alive. Big shout out to Jacob Clout Runners, the whole show. Keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Even though I don't agree with everything you're saying, but keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. That should make people more knowledgeable about the game. I learned a little bit myself, you know what I'm saying? But keep doing your thing, man. That's what I'm saying. Just keep on doing your thing, man. I love the show, man. Straight up and down. Peace out.
Oh, my God. He was almost in proper uniform.
Almost.
It was so close. It was so close. He gets rid of the footlocker stripes. He's golden, baby.
Yeah.
Nah, Deuce is so fun. I've had Deuce work with us for a couple of years, and you know, and working with his energy it's unmatched. You know, his enthusiasm, his energy. There's nobody that's at the level he's at with it. You know, you really appreciate it. There's some people who may see, you know, they see some of the things he says, and you know, kind of look and go, I don't know about this guy, but you get to know him. There's a really good dude down in there, and he's always fun to be around. He's more than willing to help with whatever he can. So that's another big thing that, you know, people may not realize about the old Dutch Meister.
Yeah, he was another stop of the road trip that he was able to just let us know about the local scene and what New York looks like. And honestly, it gave me more insight of like, oh, this is why Deuce is the way he is. Like, there's, yeah. You know, it's just a different, you know, different stuff going on there for sure.
Yeah.
But, oh man, if you ever want to have 90 comments on something that you post on social media, just tag Deuce.
One time. Just tag him. He'll go through the whole thing for you. He'll take care of it. And he'll tag 100 people for you, too.
But I the only thing I want to offer you is just take a moment to spell check. Just that's it. That's all.
Absolutely not. Do not. No, we're not changing it up now. That's what makes Deuce Deuce.
All right. Fair enough.
2024 Clocks Running Podcast was a great podcast, guys. You did a wonderful job. I had an honor to being on the show. It doesn't get much better than that. Looking forward to 2025. I hope to get invited back on. Guys, keep doing what you're doing. Great for the flag community. Keep kicking ass. Thanks, guys.
Hey, so I don't know how many hammer curls Tim did before he recorded that.
Maybe we never make that motion again.
I did it again.
I think we figured out his workout spot at the park, yeah. And how he's freaking walking around with like Tim Hockley.
Yeah, there is not. It doesn't matter if he wears an XL ref jersey or it's just immediately like, yeah.
So, this way to field 11, this way or that way.
Big shout out to Tim though, because he was one of the first officials that I was able to mic up, and I think he does an amazing job as a crew chief when he is communicating not only with the players but the other guys on his crew, and so that's what I was able to capture the best with having him mic'd up. There was a championship game that it came down to it, and it went into overtime. And just right place, right time for me. But he handled the pressure. And like I said, the communication that he has with his other members of his crew, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing about Tim, he doesn't ever want to stop. That motor keeps constantly moving. When I first met him, I didn't really know much about him, didn't know his style, his work ethic, anything like that. And he came to me and said, "Hey, man, I don't have enough games." I said, "Hold on." I said, "You got a pretty full schedule." And he said, no, I don't think you understand. I don't have enough games. Like, I have breaks." And I said, "Yeah, everybody needs a break." He said, "No, not me." And he ran through. I gave, you know, I put him on the fields where he needed it. And I kept checking. I'm like, "You good? You good?" And he's like, yeah. And the only time I've ever seen him slow down at all was at Worlds last year. And it was, you know, day one, two, and three. He's like, you know, I need more games. And he, you know, I kept telling him, like, just pace yourself. This is a marathon. This isn't a sprint. And about day five, about midday, I caught up with him, and he was just like, yeah. He said, "Hey, you're right. I'm starting to feel it a little bit." I'm like, yeah, there's the kryptonite. But nah, he's one of the hardest working guys. He doesn't ever want to stop. He wants to make sure he's putting his maximum effort in and doing as much as he can. And I really, he's connected me with a lot of great officials in Florida. I really appreciate Tim and everything he does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Clocks Running. Thanks for having me on the show. Watching y'all do your thing and seeing the podcast grow has been amazing. I can't wait to see what 2025 has for y'all. Sending you all the love from sunny San Diego. Stay classy.
That's for me, that's family. Me and her, you know, when I was out in California, I had so many opportunities to officiate San Diego Blitz, and there is that team is jam-packed full of personality. Mm-hmm. And they never hold back. They're always going to say what's on their mind. They just get more and more hype as the game goes on, and even they will be screaming at me with smiles on their faces, and you know, like they, you know, it's such a blast though, because you know, they are also, that's a team that has players that will read the rule book, And so when they question things, it's because they actually have knowledge of the game. And I know with Dama and Vitor, they also, they do some officiating. And so they're understanding that a lot more. I think that it was great to have her on. That's like the archives, like very early on in the show. So it was cool to be able to have her on to speak kind of like from a quarterback's perspective, but also with some officiating knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's somebody who I've more recently started having conversations and interactions with at tournaments and stuff. But it's always so fun and so casual how she'll ask me a question. Okay. And after answer, it's okay. And then she walks away and it's, you know, she knows the answer. She's just waiting for me to reconfirm it. So.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Hey, yeah, this is Joe Kemp, AKA Reverend Joe. Just want to say and give a shout out to Clocks Running for giving me the chance to be able to speak my mind, see my point of view of how I see things and how I rep the game. Again, I want to say this. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I see y'all guys next week. A lot of fun, you know, Wednesday to Sunday, you know. But again, thank you, Clock Running, for giving me the chance to speak my mind as a ref.
Man, Ref Joe, that's my dog, man. He's you know, he came to me a few years back and was just like, hey, man, I'm finally starting to retire from playing. I want to start getting into officiating. And at that point, I was having a lot of people tell me this, right? And I was a little hesitant. I was like, I don't know, man. Maybe, you know, show me. I said, show me. And I brought him and a couple of the other players that were saying that they wanted to do it. Within the first week, everybody else quit but Joe. Joe stuck with me. And Joe, he said, man, I want to start traveling. I want to start doing it. He said, when I say I quit something or I'm moving on and I'm with something, he said, I'm there. And Joe's always been true to his word. His character speaks volumes. You know, he does the best that he can do every time he's out there. He's somebody who, you know, personally, like, my wife and I love hanging out with Joe. You know, it's family is what comes to mind. You know, like you said with Coop and with Dama. You know, it's the same thing with Joe.
Yeah, I gotta bring up the fact that me and him gave you a great suggestion for something to add to tournaments, and for some reason you want to know part of it, and you haven't. Yeah, I haven't spoken of it since. I just one of those situations where it was me and him on the show, and I don't know. We were brainstorming. It was amazing to watch. It was like it was an epic. It's like almost like being at a Forbes 500 CEO meeting. You know, just like we were just knocking out great ideas, and you didn't like it. So.
Oh, okay. So that's what we're doing.
A big shout out to Clocks Running, all of the refs out there that are incredibly patient with us players, and of course, Unit.
Hey, so that's another example where you're probably too young for that reference, right, Jacob?
No, that? I'm not too young for that. That's a G Unit reference. I get it.
Oh, okay. My dad. Who were the members of G Unit?
I don't know who the members were. I just heard it.
All right, fair enough. Well, hey, let me point this conversation to Jonah. Jonah, yeah. Officials do not hate you. You challenge them because you know the rule book, and that's what frustrates them if they don't know the rules. So you make us better as officials. That's what you do. And if it comes off as being frustrated or whatever, well, then, you know, that we can only look at ourselves to blame for that. So I appreciate Jonah coming on the show, and that was definitely a fun episode.
Yeah, Jonah's great to be around. She's, you know, she's such a polite person. Even when she's, you know, when emotions are high, she still comes in a respectful way. She tries to be as tactful as she can. But she, you know... She's another person who reads and reads and reads and reads and does what the other players don't. So when she's asking questions, it's coming from a legitimate place.
For sure.
Hey, Clock's Running. Appreciate you guys having me on the podcast. I think it was a pretty awesome little interview we did there. Also want to thank you guys for putting all the posts that you make with the refs and controversial decisions and things that they have to go through, that players and other people don't really realize how many different situations and scenarios you can come into on the field, especially with real bang-bang situations between the DBs and receivers. So appreciate you bringing those to light and doing the things you do. So thanks for having me on.
That's the most serious 30 seconds I've ever seen from Patrick Alley. And I don't ever want to see it again because he's not a serious – I'm kidding. No, Pat's a world-class guy. He's another person I consider a mentor of mine. He's somebody I work hand-in-hand with, at the biggest tournaments of the year. He's somebody I call, weekly and talk to about, just anything, serious, not serious, but we, he's somebody who's always got my back and it's somebody I really appreciate too. I'm never going to say this to his face because then he'll start expecting this and I'm not for that. So, but now Pat's great.
Yeah. Definitely listen to that clip again and listen to the pause moment in there. He definitely needed to say pause. all I got to say is there was an epic moment in the second episode that he was on, him and Coop, where he dropped the phone and I know for a fact that in that moment he was holding his phone, sitting in his recliner, probably watching Thursday Night Football or a college game or something. And he dropped his phone and you just saw his eyes. It's okay. So that's what I got to remember about that. But he also brought a lot of just fun conversation, history of the game. And I think the best thing, just because I am from Colorado, the fact that, I brought up one of the guys that is revered in Colorado as having so many championships. And he's like, just give me one more than him because I definitely beat him.
It's hilarious to listen. He's somebody who, I've sat down and I've listened to him and Mike Holmes and a couple of the other guys and George, I've listened to the stories and the history and all the battles they used to have. And, it's unreal the style of play and the teams that they would play against and that they would, the pedigree that they have and had, so it's something always really cool to see.
Yeah.
Hey to the crew of Flux Running. I am La Ref Mara Gonzalez, and congratulations on your podcast. I don't know what happened, but saludos desde México. Greetings from Mexico.
Now that was just a fun spur of the moment episode. I think I recorded on a Tuesday morning, middle of the day. It was when Finland was happening, and Mario was just a great sport with it. She was worried about being able to speak English and everything. I think she did an amazing job. Absolutely. That I had a lot of fun with that episode. And since then, she's been partnering up with us and collaborating where she is taking IFAF related videos and breaking them down and explaining in English the IFAF rules. So, hey, Viva Mexico, because all they do is play IFAF, and so they don't need help with IFAF. But us Americans, we need it.
She, I've never had an opportunity to have a conversation with her. I'm looking forward to the day that I do. She's got her own podcast. She's doing great things with it. I hope that we can collaborate one day and actually, as much as you and I need to have an in-person podcast together live, it'd be really cool to be able to have one, with the international countries and bring Mara in for that.
Hey y'all, this is TJ from the DMV. I would just like to thank Clocks Running for allowing me to be a guest on their podcast. I would like to shout out everyone who has made me a better official from the moment I started in 2021 until now. I genuinely appreciate all the advice and everything that you guys have done for me. Shout out to Clocks Running Podcast for just posting all the videos and insights about what flag football really should be and just trying to improve the game.
Ah, there we go. TJ, everybody knows TJ. He has called me like a big brother to him, and I don't know if he understood what he was saying by calling me his big brother, because I will always give it to him straight. It's not, you know, I do not hold back. But I will say, when I have things to say to him, he listens and takes them in. He's learning and growing just like the rest of us. And you know, hey, I'm excited to see him in Tampa for sure.
Yeah, he's somebody who's so passionate and cares so much about what he gets involved with. You can't find that elsewhere. And you know, it's always been good to have him. You know, he's somebody who we can count on, and we can put in positions that a lot of other people can't handle. And does he let his mouth go a little bit? Sure. But guess what? So does everybody else. So, you know, I appreciate everything TJ does. And, you know, I can't think of how this ride would have looked without him. Pause.
What's up, so everybody from the Clocks Run Podcast. Just want to give a shout out to you guys for just providing this platform for everybody to become more knowledgeable about the sport and what we do as officials. A special shout out to my boy Ant. As fam, you already know what it is. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, for sure. Tosh, I mean, that's a homegirl for sure. We've had plenty of times to officiate together. I know one day I'm going to see her officiating an NBA game. That is the caliber of an official she is. But it is so much fun being able to officiate with her on the field. Anywhere that we've had that chance, we have a blast. And I will definitely say in Orlando, that was probably, you know, basically the 2 days we were together. The funniest thing was when you had sent an official over, and I guess he stopped for a snack before he came to our field. And
like, yes. And it was hilarious.
And he was like, he had popcorn in his hand. I don't know where he got popcorn. He like immediately went up to you at halftime and was like, don't send me somebody to get out.
I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, look. I said, oh. Like, get him out.
But she is definitely, you know, there. I will say that there are officials that being in a two-person crew, it can be a challenge. It's always a challenge in a two-person crew. But being in a two-person crew with her, we get into a rhythm where we're just, you know, we're just knocking it out. We're just continuing to just work through the issues that come up, have good communication, good talk. And, you know, it's like when Lance is on the field with me. Lance is mean to me when I'm on the field with him. So Tasha at least is nice to me, but, yeah. You know, for sure.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, no, Tasha's been somebody I've appreciated having. You know, she won't hold, like you said, she does not hold back what she thinks at all. You know, she's somebody, she'll let you know what's on her mind, but she wants to get the job done the right way. So,
hi guys, my name is Dean. I was a guest on Clocks Running. I'm from the Cayman Islands. Looking forward to Tampa this year. Just want to shout out to Jacob and Ant for doing an amazing first season of Clocks Running. It was great to be a guest. Some great conversations, you know. I've made new friends, new family. And I'm looking really, really forward to Tampa. So, see you guys in like 10 days. Clocks always running.
If anybody needs a penalty thrown on them, it's Dean. Dean, my man, loves to immediately talk about it. Breathe the wrong way, unsportsmanlike. Tie your shoes backwards, unsportsmanlike. Got mismatching flags, unsportsmanlike. Nah, I'm just kidding. Dean's been so fun to get to know. We, you know, when the introduction was made last year for Worlds for Dean to come work, I wasn't sure what I was getting, you know, with. I didn't know how I was gonna get to know him or how it was going to work out. And man, he became a part of the USA flag family so quickly. He became a, you know, a household name for our officials, and everybody, you know, knows him and you know, has fun with him. And you know, we all have a good time, and he's somebody you want to be around. So I really appreciate Dean and everything he does. And he's just so fun.
Yeah, I have plans, long-term plans, to have Dean move to Ohio and just become a permanent resident up here, and so that he doesn't have any further issues or obstacles.
I don't think he'll make it in Ohio. It's too cold. I don't think he'd make it in North Carolina. It's too cold right now.
I don't even know if he'd make it in Jacksonville. It's too cold.
I agree with that. Nah, we love
it. Yeah, absolutely. And he's been on the show. He has probably gotten us as close to getting canceled as possible.
Oh my god. But, his dancing preference alone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, congratulations, Clocks Running Podcast, for your 1 year of officially being a IG troll and posting all your start, cut, bench questions, which get everyone upset. It also shows how much people don't or do know the rules. Continue what you're doing. Continue to following. Continue to grow the game of flag football. Appreciate you guys. And, you know, on to bigger things in 2025.
There we go. You know, Manny, you know, is somebody that had an integral part in me growing as an official. When I first got out to California, before I even got out there, I was literally just searching on Instagram for leagues in Southern California. I just wanted to find anywhere that I could get reps in. And I was able to get a hold of him. And sure enough, he does kind of a shadowing training with his officials for the first few games that they're there. Has the new guy work side by side with someone that's already been an official. So that definitely helped me. SoCal Sixes is so unique and so different. And I will always tell him or anyone else that loves SoCal Sixes, it's not flag football to me. I just don't.
What the deuce, Dutch, are you saying?
But I was getting tons of reps. I mean, he would give me as many games as he possibly could. Every time he had a tournament, he would bring me out for it. And but one thing I continued to say to him is, start doing fives, get a women's league going. You know, this is the direction that flag football is going. I know you guys love sixes out here, but there's more to offer. And he has, when he gets a hold of something, I mean, his media team and everything that his organization does is so amazing. And I will say that what he is doing with the Women's League in Southern California, I mean, it is like he's having open scrimmages where girls can just show up. He's getting high school players involved. He's contacting the high school teams. I think he put on – it was like an all-star. It was an all-star game with women's flag. I mean, he is definitely just doing some huge things to help further women's flag football, and I have so much respect for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got very limited interaction with Manny, but everything he's doing, it's going in the right direction. It's to grow the sport, you know.
Hey, what's going on? Just want to give a quick shout out to USA Flag. Basically, just like, you know, a thank you to hosting the events you do and treating us officials the way you do. So again, thank you. There's a shout out to USA Flag. There's also a shout out to Clocks Running. The podcast has been great. It definitely helps us officials interpret rules better, look at the rules better. And like with the videos, it helps us determine rulings better. So I'll definitely say that. It was definitely a good 2024 season. I'll see y'all in 2025.
Oh, my young prodigy. Man, I had a conversation. So Declan came and worked, I think it was last year, 2023, Orlando was the first tournament I had him at. And he reached out, he went through the channels, and he said, hey, you know, I'm 15 years old. I want to, you know, I want to officiate. This is what I do. This is how I do it. You know, are you interested? And I was like, absolutely. I said, but I got to, you know, I got to ask some questions first. So I contacted Travis and I was like, what do you think about this, man? And he was like, he said, I trust your judgment on it. You know, if you think he can handle it, you know, put him on some youth games and see what happens. And I said, all right. So I brought him out and, you know, again, not knowing what I'm getting, you know, I put him on the field with some pretty experienced officials and I said, see what happens. You know, let me know. You know, I'll be around and I'll watch some too. And Declan at 15 had better mechanics, better knowledge of the game, better, you know, sense of the game, a better awareness than some officials that I've had for, you know, that have been working for 15, 20 years. He's only growing. My man just got his license, so he's a big shot now. But he's somebody I want to see continue on and keep doing the right thing. And, you know, I think the world of Declan.
Yeah, I mean, I got one thing to say. What's up, brother?
Hey, brother!
Oh, man. Declan is someone that I love to irritate. So let me just apologize to you, Jacob, in advance for the all the interactions that I'm going to have with him in Tampa and every opportunity I can to get him a little fired up.
If there's not a 5-minute "What's up, brother?" video, I'm going to be annoyed.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, Clock's Running. What's going on? This is Jeff Etienne, also known as Rev Jeff. I'd like to give a big shout out to, first and foremost, Clock's Running for having me on the podcast. You know, it was fun. You know, it was a great experience. I loved it. Big shout out to LP. If you're wondering who LP is, LP is one of the hosts, the one who's not Jacob Black. I forget his name, but he reminds me of LP, the rapper from the group of Killer Mike called Run the Jewels. Look him up. You know what I'm talking about. And big shout out to Jacob Black, man. Jacob Black is, you know, has been like a brother. You know, he's always looking out. I mean, he makes me, you know, he makes everybody, you know, feel, you know, wanted, you know, feel like, you know, they're special, you know, that were part of a, you know, family, a big growing family, which is, you know, the referee, you know, family, you know, group. So, you know, definitely big shout out to him for that. If anybody knows me, they'll let you know, like, family is everything, you know, to me. And big shout out to Drew Atten. That's my brother right there. You know what I mean? Brother from another mother. You know, Jimmy Conroy, you know, Birdo, you know what I mean? Those are my traveling guys. You know what I mean? Love them to death. And, you know, to all the refs out there who travel and for USA Flag, you know, it's no matter what I'm going through, no matter what's happening in life, when I know I'm going to be with them, I know it's going to be nothing but laughs and fun. You know, 2025, yo. Let's make it a movie.
And Jeff's somebody who came on the show, and the first thing he said, or not first thing, one of the most vocal things and probably most powerful statements we've ever heard was, you know, flag football saved his life. You know, he was going through some stuff and was, you know, was kind of in a low place, and flag football and getting out and officiating, you know, it brought him back. But, Jeff's another Boston guy. He probably got a little animosity towards my lack of clam chowder. But that's just anyone. Jeff's a great guy. He's somebody who's super fun to be around. He, you know, him and Drew and Birdo and James and they all, you know, Jimmy, they all like to have a good time. And you know, I really appreciate having them around.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was talking about when he kept saying, shout out to LP. LP is I guess that's me. So, I'm very appreciative of his willingness to come on the show and speak his mind, but also be vulnerable. In this day and age, that's so important. And that is, you know, something I know I'm vocal about women's flag football and international flag football and the rule book and things like that. But if there's anything that I'm more passionate about, it is truly, it is mental health. And that is something that every single day I wake up and I make a decision to focus on my mental health, to focus on my kids' mental health. And so I appreciate Jeff just being able to say, hey, look, this is what flag football has done for my mental health. And that was absolutely a very important statement.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yo, what up? This is Keys from New Dynasty, number one team in the world. Just giving a shout out to Clocks Running. Y'all doing your thing, man. Keep us entertained. See y'all in Tampa.
Great. I mean,
I just want to say, he's the only person who's ever had that fang on their hip when he's doing a video. Did you notice? I just now noticed that.
Yeah. Oh man. You know, Keys is he's something else, man. And I, that's a dude that I clanked heads with over and over and over again in the trenches. All the years of trying to beat New Dynasty and playing against them, and us having games go into overtime or final score 7-6, things like that. And like I said to him when he was on the show, there's two things that happen when you play against New Dynasty. Either someone on your team gets in their feels and it throws off the whole momentum and dynamic, and then they beat you. Because they find that sore spot, and everybody on the sideline is going to nitpick that person and go after that person, and they don't care what it is or what you say. Or the opposite of it is it just makes the game fun.
Absolutely.
And for me in the trenches, battling against him and DK, I just had a blast because I was gonna give them my all. They elevated my game and they brought me to a new level, and they taught me a lot. They taught me about what I needed to do because they absolutely, that line knows what they're doing. So there were times in the top 25 poll that they were number one in the poll, brought on controversy, you know, because of course YTG has had a little bit more success, you know, than they have nationally. But let's see what they do in Tampa, because that is the carrot that they've been continuing to chase, is can they win in Tampa? So we'll see how it goes there. So
I just want to bring, like, what is this carrot you keep talking about? You talk about me and my Southernisms, and you're talking about carrot chasing carrots. What are you, Bugs Bunny?
You never been around a dog track?
Dogs don't chase carrots.
I know they don't, but it's the same thing as far as like having, if you want to catch a rabbit, they're chasing a carrot.
So we're catching rabbits with carrots at the dog track?
Well, what do the dogs chase?
Not carrots.
They chase a rabbit.
So the dog's chasing a rabbit that's chasing a carrot that's at the dog track.
There you go. Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know where that saying's come from, but it's absolutely a carrot dangling in front of your face. Like
I don't want to hear another word about any of my phrases. When you're talking about dogs at carrot tracks chasing rabbits,
there's no history of any sayings that you say. Like no one's ever heard pound sand outside of North Carolina.
Well,
they
can go pound sand. That's fine.
But I'm gonna go ahead when we get off tonight. I'm gonna go ahead and look up a carrot chasing a carrot. I bet it goes back to like ancient Rome or something crazy.
They had dog tracks in ancient Rome. Okay. All right. Keep fantasizing. Roll the next clip. Thank you. Sonya. Sonya's coming through with the most clutch music, with the most unique idea. Her and Jim, we felt like that was awesome to start and finish the clips with. But you know, it's funny. I was curious. She put on there the first anniversary gift is paper. You know what year two is cotton. That means we're getting t-shirts next year. No, Sonya's so cool. She's somebody who, you know, we've had a lot of fun, a lot of good conversations with. She's somebody who wants to so badly make sure she has all of her ducks in a row, and I can appreciate and respect the hell out of that. You know, she wants to make sure everything's right. She knows the challenges she's up against being a female in a male dominated sport, but she rises to the occasion. You know, she's refereeing D2, D3, I think some D1 AA college football as well. And on top of all the flag that she does, she's got the pedigree. So it's super cool to have her and to have her as a friend. You know, it's a fantastic thing.
She works in the NFL too, right?
Yes. See, she's a replay assistant for the it's either the Commanders or the Ravens. I don't want to say the wrong one. I think it's the Ravens.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I guess for those that are listening via a podcast platform, you're just going to hear music. But basically, Sonya like held up pieces of paper with some sayings. So that's why you should subscribe to YouTube and watch what she actually says. Do you know what that background music was?
The Arms of an Angel.
Okay. Do you know what that's about?
Tell me about it.
So, it's not about adopting pets, even though that's what it's been used for. No, she wrote it for a friend that had passed away, and so that was
Sonya did?
No.
You said she.
Sarah McLachlan.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I mean, it was an emotional song, and so anyone that heard it for the 2.5 minutes, they were probably tearing up, not even knowing what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
But
what's happening for flag football?
I can just see that, you know, more and more, there definitely is, in the gap of years that you and me have, it's not much, but there's some things that happened in those years. Okay?
Man.
So,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, yeah, shout out to Sonya. I appreciate her doing that and you know, being on the show, because she is extremely busy. She's gonna be in the big party house in Tampa, right? Is that
what I hear? She's the ringleader of the party house.
I believe it. So, well, that being said, we had all those clips. Shout out, there were a few guests, if I'm missing anybody, shout out Olaf and Velt. I think Law, we had him on a couple times. Who else?
We had Juan in Mexico, we had Omir in Israel, Krista Weaver came on, my Camel City partner, she came, and USA Flag director, not my director, but, you know, director with me with at USA Flag, but she came on, I think, for the East Coast Nationals episode and talked to us. You know, she was great with us. And, you know, all of our guests have been great. And there's one more shout-out I want to give. And it's to this particular individual. He started as one of the co-hosts of the show. Life takes turns, and you don't really know what's going to happen. So, unfortunately, he kind of had to step away. But I want to give a shout-out to Zane. He really kind of came into his own in the beginning and really helped get this off the ground, and really, you know, started, you know, pushing as a host to do things, and, you know, wanting to start to talk and talk to people and have different ideas of things. So, you know, shout out to him. For if it wasn't for him, you know, we wouldn't be where we're at today as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Mike Holmes was the only other one.
Oh yeah, yeah, Mike.
He was on, And yeah, I think that was everybody. You know, we had a clip from Jackie in Arlington, Jack.
Yep.
And then, you know, we've had some officials that we've mic'd up and of course clips of players doing horrendous things in flag football games. No.
If there's anybody we missed by chance, I promise it's not intentional, it's out of love. You know, we tried to go through and go back and make sure we got everybody, or we've at least, you know, spoken to everybody in this past year. And, you know, I'll say for myself and Ant, you know, we really appreciate everybody's support for the show, appreciate everything everyone's done and the positive, you know, feedback we've gotten and, you know, even the constructive feedback. You know, we appreciate all of it. We, you know, if there's anything, you know, we're here for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that being said, Jacob, anything you want to just share behind the scenes of what, you know, the next 4 or 5 days look like for you going into Tampa?
It's prepping, man. You know, I've got our schedules laid out for officials, what we're going to be doing, you know, fine tuning here and there, you know, just based on availability when life happens and, you know, certain ones can't make it or something happens. We're constantly looking at stuff. I'm just getting prepped. I'm reading the rule book, you know, just going through each time. Just making sure I'm on top of things and I've got down what I need to have down and, you know, wanting to make sure that we're doing the best we can for you all. So that's where my mind's at. That's where, you know, trying to get ready, you know, don't get the last big load of laundry done so I can get my stuff started, getting it packed up, ready to go. But I'm so excited, man. It's going to be such a fun tournament. Shout out to USA Flag and shout out to Chuck and Travis and Natalie for everything they do. And all the hard work and all the things they put into this and to make this what it is. Without them, we wouldn't be playing. We wouldn't have 1,300 teams showing up in Tampa, Florida to play in the world's largest flag football tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm playing a completely different role in this year's Tampa. It's going to be bittersweet for me. I wish I was on the field as an official. Part of me still wishes I was playing at times.
but, same.
You know, my knee and my ankle would completely disagree with that statement. it's bittersweet. But I'm excited to just be there to support the officials best I can. Me and my daughter are going to be there, and we are going to – I need her help as – a 16-year-old girl understanding what everybody wants to see on social media, because of course she knows. And she, like,
we know.
So we're going to just give as much content and create as much content over 5 days as possible. Look for us. We are going to have the hoodie that Jacob has on now. And, you know, we're gonna just be going around. We're gonna be interviewing people in the food truck lines. We're gonna be talking to players before games, after games. We're gonna be all over the place. But just realize, if you see me recording something, it might be because I'm recording you doing a penalty. I want to get more content for that, because just hearing the feedback from people, it sounds like that is helping a lot of people. And because players do not read the rule book, they have no problem saying that they don't read the rule book, but they can watch a 4-second clip and say, oh, okay, well, the rule says this, and this is an example of it. And maybe they'll learn.
Probably not, but that's fine.
But that being said, we hit 100 subscribers on YouTube.
We're there, baby.
You know, I guess I got to shout out Keys because that his episode, him and TJ on, that pushed us over the 100 subscriber mark. Sky's the limit with that. You know, I definitely had goals going into Tampa as far as, you know, people following us on Instagram, and we're right around those numbers. So I'm excited for where we're headed. But please do us a favor as I'm coming around and taking pictures with you and recording and doing all this stuff. I'm not looking to do that to make money. My hope is that you will follow us. You will subscribe. You will interact with us and be a part of our show. We want guests for the next year. We, you know, years to come, we want people to be involved with us in this podcast. So please do us a favor. Subscribe, like, follow YouTube, all the platforms possible for podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Threads, Twitter. We are everywhere, and we want you to be a part of that. The only way you can be is if you like and subscribe. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool. Any final thoughts, Jacob?
Man, I just, you know, I'm so thankful for this past year and all this podcast has brought on. I'm thankful for you and you're willing to kind of lead the charge and keep this boat sailing and doing the right thing and doing right by everybody with this. So, you know, I'm looking forward to what the next couple of years have to bring, and cheers to that, man.
There you go. Am I driving a car or am I stay on the boat? Which one am I?
You're driving on a car boat. I don't know. The tires are in the water.
All right. That being said, one last thing. I did spend, 7-8 years in California, Southern California. I know that there's so much going on out there. Do anything you can to be involved in supporting the, you know, all the people that are affected by that. My brother lives out there. My aunt and uncle still do. My brother's business is greatly being affected by this. And so I know that it is impacting people's lives. Shout out to Doula for already throwing together a fundraising draft tournament. Get involved, whatever it is, however you can, because, you know, in the aftermath, I've been around wildfires my whole life, whether it was Colorado or California. And I know the devastation that stuff brings. So get involved. Be a part of supporting that community if you know you could feel fit too.
Absolutely. And we're gonna throw a link for a place to share. If you can make a monetary donation, we'll put that in the what's it called? This is where we need the 16-year-old to tell me these things. I don't know. We're gonna put it in the description box, you know, so we'll have a link there for anybody who can help or anything like that. Because we definitely, you know, thoughts and prayers with those folks out west. That's definitely it's tragic, that's scary. You know, I couldn't imagine, you know, being told to leave my home and leave everything behind because there's a good chance that it's getting ready to get burned up.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. That being said, man, I'll see you in about 4 days.
4 days sounds good, brother. Be good.
Okay.